All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle with Best Choice Realty, the designated broker, and we are going to be just covering a listing recap on a few listings and giving you guys some ideas of how to market a listing properly. We're going to discuss three of the current active listings we have and just go through a few top tips and tricks on how you would properly list a home or a property. So we are going to be spending probably only 15, 20 minutes. I may use the rest of the time. It depends. But we're going to start with an MLS number, and then I'm going to discuss it. And then as I move to the next MLS number, I'll give you the MLS number so you can pull it up on your screen, and you can see the pictures, and you can see the details. We will end the conference call. I am recording it, but as far as having the MLS open so you can visually see what I'm seeing, that might be helpful tonight. Let's start with MLS number 1047269. 1047269. Now, this listing is a listing by one of our brokers, Tiffany Thompson, and she has reached out to me, I think it was a week or two ago, and asked me to just do a quick CMA, and she's having difficulty selling it at the higher price. And we discussed what the pricing strategy needs to be. So I'm very familiar with this property. We are going to talk about some things as you pull that up. So again, MLS number 1047269, if you want to go ahead and if you jumped on the conference call just a few minutes ago. Go ahead and go to that listing. So when I'm putting the house on the market, obviously it's very important to look at the pricing strategy. And one of the things Tiffany did is she priced this listing in Redmond at $540 to begin with. And so now she's into the winter months, been on the market for 51 days. We're definitely in winter and has not received an offer on this at $540. So she had to drop the price. And then she was asking, Rochelle, what should I do to drop the price? What should I drop it to? And when you look at it, number one, she's got a split-level property. So she's got a home that has a layout that would appeal to a certain type of buyer. It's not a rambler. It's not a rambler with a basement. So therefore, she's going to attract the type of you want to think about who is the buyer, who would want this type of property. Well, number one, it's in Redmond, so obviously an east side buyer, somebody that wants an easy commute. Split levels also are very convenient floor plans where you can have a, you can entertain upstairs and you can entertain downstairs because it's set up that way where there's usually a bedroom and a bathroom or a family room downstairs and then also a living room, a kitchen area upstairs. So you want to think about the type of buyer who wants this type of property. So in this particular property, she's got that correctly listed out where on her beds and baths, she's got there's three bedrooms on the main, two full baths on the main. They actually should be put in the upper. I would say enter on the main and then put all the upper bedrooms, baths, fireplaces. She's got it all in the main section. So my suggestion to her would be to switch that so that it properly conveys a split level. So we're talking about the layout. The other thing I always check is the commission. She's not discounting the buyer's commission. She's offering 3%. So that should be an incentive for those buyers that are looking. You want to think like a buyer. What is a buyer looking for? Well, it's got natural gas, and it's on a dead-end street, so it's probably a quiet area. She put on here, beautiful split-level home is waiting for you. Open floor plan with cedar vaulted ceilings. Newer gas furnace, so she's definitely talking about the new features, new gas water heater, new roof, remodeled master bathroom, new double-pane vinyl windows. So a lot of these things are what I would call features or, like a punch list. What you want to do with your remarks when you write your remarks is you want to convey a type of buyer. Of course, they can get this information from the listing from the bullet points that usually pull to the websites. So in your marketing remarks, you want to think about the buyer and write it as if the buyer was reading an advertisement. What would appeal to that buyer? A split-level home is not what people usually search for. In fact, sometimes that will make somebody go and nix it, when in actuality, some people will appreciate having two living rooms or having a layout such as this one where you can entertain in two different areas. So you may want to, instead of saying split-level home, you may want to talk about the floor plan and how it's laid out, workable floor plan with two entertaining areas, welcome those extended guests, things of that nature. Talk to that type of buyer rather than just doing a punch list of items. That can be easily put on a flyer, or it can be even as an attachment, as a supplementary of all of the items that they did in 2009, 10, 11, what we call a feature sheet. You guys that have been on my conference calls before, you can attach as many attachments as you want to the listing as a supplementary. So you may want to have your seller list out, you know, on a flyer format all of the different things they did to upgrade the property, and therefore you can, in the marketing remarks, really enhance the marketing and speak to that buyer without having to talk about the punch list items. You know, more efficient heating. Instead of saying newer gas furnace in 2011, I'd rather say efficient gas heat keeps you warm in the winter. That would be speaking to the emotions of that buyer rather than just giving them a punch list. So again, I'm just kind of giving you some tips on how to enhance or rework the marketing remarks. Whenever you do a price reduction or whenever you make an adjustment to the listing, maybe you've taken it off the market because you had a renter there and now you have to put it back on the market. Anytime you do that remarketing, you want to redo your remarks and speak to that different buyer. Another example of this is I had a listing where I thought I was going to be a buyer who wanted a peekaboo view. You know, it didn't have a full-on view, but it had a peekaboo view. So I was talking about that in my marketing remarks. And the type of buyer that actually bought the property was not somebody that was interested in the peekaboo view. They were actually more interested into the neighborhood or the convenience of the neighborhood. So find out what words or what are the things that are attractive to a buyer and insert those words into your marketing remarks so that you're talking about some of the emotional factors of owning the home. You know, convenience, security. Beautiful is actually a top word, so I do like the word, how she used beautiful. But maybe she wants to eliminate split level and she wants to talk about the floor plan. That might be a better way to handle that. But the first sentence or two, that is what captures most buyers' attention. So you want to pay special attention to the first line or two. And then at the very end of your marketing remarks, I like to do a call to action. Make an offer today. Move in ready. Those are the types of call to actions that you may want to put at the end of your remarks. So you have a beginning that really captures their attention, and at the end of the marketing remarks, some sort of call to action. And in the middle, really describe the property. Who is that buyer, and what are they going to look for when they're just browsing through 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 listings at a time online? You've got to not just copy and paste some of the information you get gathered, but actually speak to the type of buyer who would be interested in this property. Now, fortunately for you guys, I did talk with Tiffany, the agent, about this property and understood that her challenge has been not so much that the house is in good condition. In fact, it's in great condition. I mean, they've did a lot of updates to it. It walks really nicely, had plenty of showings. Her challenge has been the neighbors next door. So also consider that when you're doing your CMA and you're actually looking at the subject property and you look to your left neighbor and you look to your right neighbor, you may want to mention to the seller, set the expectations that the pricing you're going to use is going to be based on not only just, you know, the home and the property itself, but you know, if you have a loud, obnoxious dog that's barking, that might affect the marketability of the property. It's not that you didn't do a good job with your marketing. It's not that you didn't price the home correctly. The property is not moving or selling because of maybe the neighbor who doesn't take the garbage out and the dog's barking and yakking the whole night while you have showings going on. It can impact drastically the amount of buyers you're able to get to make an offer. Now, if you have a property like this one where you do have that challenge where the neighbors are not very clean or they have garbage and things like that that don't really keep the neighborhood up, what can you do? There's not much you can do aside from the fact of going and mowing the neighbor's yard and giving them treats and sending them to keep their place clean. I mean, that's very rare that that's going to happen. What you can do is adjust for price. So price usually will cure all. So what I suggested to Tiffany is that after a period of 60, you know, 30 days is one market group. 60 days is another market group, so you may want to adjust your pricing if you don't have an offer in 60 days. When I look at the listing also, the directions of how to get there, that may help her in rerouting somebody, getting them to go a different, you know, entrance into the neighborhood. But again, you can't take the home and just remove it. The location is fixed. So when you look at this property, you think, well, why hasn't this moved? It's probably because the price was too high for the neighborhood. When you look at the split levels, or she may have compared this property to two stories or one stories that have 1950 square feet, what should have been done when the pricing was done initially was instead of keeping it within the quarter mile, she may have wanted to go outside half mile or even up to a mile to find other properties that are split levels that have the similar type of features as this one. Upgraded, updated, you know, in the 2000s that had similar lot size, similar square footage, and that were also around the same year built in the split level feature where you have the upstairs and the downstairs. So we did that, and we kind of know where she needs to be as far as price. So it's easier to do that to begin with the seller and walk away if the seller's not reasonable on pricing than to play the price drop game. However, the market is very good right now, and oftentimes, you know, if you don't do a CMA and you go with the seller's price at $540, the seller needs to be prepared at some point in time for you to drop to the sweet spot so that you can get offers. And with the limited inventory in Redmond, most likely Tiffany will get this done if she hasn't already in getting this property sold. So that's what I had to say about that MLS number. Let's go ahead and go to the next MLS number. The next MLS number that we're going to go over is in Renton. It's MLS number 1049978. It's been on the market 27 days, and it has had a price reduction from $339 down to $309.9. So it's, again, in that kind of first-time home buyer bracket still, but just a hair over what a lot of first-time home buyers can afford. So I do like how this agent, Nick Minky, who's with us, has indicated perfect for first-time home buyers or investors. You know, being that it's a smaller place, that would be better than saying 920 square feet. Instead, he, you know, used the words perfect for first-time home buyer or investor. Well-maintained property in the Cascade community, so he's talking about the location. New paint, wood floors have been refinished. Instead of just listing out like the upgrades like we talked about in the other one, it would be better to explain, you know, new paint. You know, well, is it paint in every room? Every room has been painted. Wood floors, use a descriptive word and say wood floors have been refinished. You may want to rework that instead of saying, you know, refinished. What type of wood floors? Alder wood floors. Easy to clean laminate wood floors. some things that describe the wood floors rather than just saying wood floors have been refinished. You may want to describe the wood floors and how it feels, or the warmth, or warm wood floors, honey-colored wood floors. Those are better descriptive words than just saying the wood floor has been refinished. That would be a bullet point item. Granite countertops and more. I get that they don't give you a lot of space to write here on the marketing remarks, but I can show you the difference between a well-written marketing remark and something, you know, our agents are getting better at that, but there is some, obviously some room for improvement on pretty much all the listings that I see that come through. Three extra rooms. Well, three extra rooms, what does that mean? Three extra rooms, it has a three bedrooms. So I don't know what that means. Plenty of storage space. Okay, well, that'd be nice. But what's the storage space? How does that, if I'm a buyer, what does that do for me? Does it not have enough, you know, does that not have a garage? No, it's got two car covered parking. So, you know, I don't know what that means. Plenty of storage space makes me think that there maybe is not enough, there's not a garage, or there's not storage. Newer jetted spot in the enclosed room. Again, it's another item or another checkpoint. Large fenced-in yard with patio and gazebo. You could say something else about that. Be more descriptive about the yard and the patio and gazebo. Large, like how big? You know, is this like big enough for? It looks like there's plenty of room for an RV. Lifetime siding, great neighborhood. Enjoy the landing in the parks, convenient to shopping and access freeways. So this is like a commuter's dream, perfect for first-time homeowners. Maybe you switch up the way that the language is. Maybe you even cap the very beginning. You say huge price reduction at the very beginning of your marketing remarks. So you put huge price reduction, period, then perfect for first-time home buyers or investors. I like that being in the first part. And then rework your marketing remarks. In the agent remarks, the agent has indicated sold as is. Don't think that's really necessary. Bring your offer sounds like you're desperate. So maybe your agent remarks, give them some instructions. You know, price reduction to 309, seller, you know, if it's sold as is, I mean, maybe there's nothing that needs to be done. The work orders have already been done. But sold as is, obviously with an offer, you know, it would be subject to inspection most of the time. And then, you know, you could have a discussion with the listing with the selling agent about that the seller is not willing to do anything on the inspection. But sold as is doesn't really mean much on the agent remarks. You probably would have extra keys for the garage. Please make sure to return it. That's fine. Who the title is with and the title number. Love that he indicated the title order number in there. But again, you want to get some information. Why is the seller moving? Maybe that will help. You know, seller is, you could write different things in the seller remarks to help promote the listing. You know, it's been on the market for 2 weeks, priced right, priced ready for a sale now. Something like that would be in the agent remarks rather than just huge price reduction sold as is. So think about talking to the agent that's going to potentially write the offer with the buyer. What would that selling agent need to know in order to write an offer that the seller will accept? That's what you should write in the agent remarks. So obviously title escrow would be important. The extra key in the garage, make it easy to show. It looks like it's vacant, so that's maybe what I would emphasize. Easy to show. Call agent for questions about property. I didn't even put my phone number in the agent remarks on this one, so I could talk with everybody that comes through. You may even want to change the phone to show so it's your phone number too, so that, you know, text phone to show number for easy showing and how to write a winning offer. Maybe have fun with your agent remarks, but I'm not really digging the sold as is, bring your offers. I think it's very vague. At this point, we've been on the market 27 days. We did a massive price drop, And if we haven't got this one done, we should be able to get this one done fairly easy. It's on sewer. It's the taxes are low, the interest rates. You may want to talk to the financing in the market remarks. I thought about that as I was thinking of first-time home buyers and investors. Interest rates are super low, expected to go up. Put your offer in now and keep your payments low. Something like that would be important to maybe write in the remarks, talking to that first-time home buyer, you know, that may or not think that they can afford this property. You may also want to have a flyer for with your lender set up so that you could easily send this to an agent. And it looks like it's cash out. Potential term says see remarks. I would say you'd want to have all of the financing. You're missing out on some buyers because your potential terms just say see remarks. I would say cash out, conventional, FHA, VA, see remarks on potential terms. All the potential terms, it just says see remarks. So people that are looking for their FHA buyer or their conventional buyer, when they see potential terms, only see remarks, they may not find this property in their search criteria. So be very careful when you're adding the inputting that on potential terms you list all of the terms that the seller would want to consider when receiving an offer. Or be specific in your agent remarks on why this potential terms, the C remarks. I mean, I guess it's sold as is, but I mean, FHA buyers may want to do some of the work if, you know, say that there was like a missing gutter. You may be able to get that done fairly easy, but you're limiting yourself with the potential terms on this one. Garage is detached, two cars, so you got that person that doesn't want to pay for a homeowners association dues, wants their own privacy. Those are that's the type of buyer who would buy this property. The building condition is fair. I don't know what is wrong with the building condition, but that might be something you put on the agent remarks. Why did you list it as fair condition? Is it because there's some work that needs to be done at the property? You might want to share that with the agent showing the property, but not put it in the remarks. I think that's all the notes I had on this one. So definitely some opportunity to get this one moved. And you're right there at that critical point, which is just a hair over 300. It's in a very convenient location, very desirable location. It's just a matter of getting the remarks, the terms, and the property to match so you get to the sweet spot. Okay, the last one we'll go over quickly here is MLS number 105-3228. This is a property also in Renton that has, well, this is the first thing that comes to mind, brand new roof, exclamation mark. So that may have been, you know, that's obviously something that the sellers wanted to point out or the listing agent wanted to point out. Check out this beautifully remodeled four-bedroom home on over a half acre. Brand new carpet, wood grain tile flooring, backsplash trim, fresh paint all throughout. Oversized deck is great for entertaining. So again, we're blending, again, bullet points with who is this buyer? Well, it's going to be somebody that wants something that has a new roof, that likes newer things, but this home was built in 1938. So again, I'm trying to put myself in a buyer's position here, and I'm not really quite sure, you know, what type of buyer this would work for. Obviously something that, you know, a buyer that needs four bedrooms, but maybe not. Maybe it's not somebody. So maybe it's somebody that wants to develop the property that has a half acre. So the agent needs to really think about, she's kind of stabbing at several different buyers, it looks like, from the looks of her marketing remarks. Zoned R8, close proximity to I-405 and 167, truly a commuter's dream, so maybe a commuter. Maybe an investor who wants to develop, maybe somebody that wants something older with charm but wants something that is fixed up so they can move in. Definitely looks like the potential terms on this one are cash out, conventional, FHA, state bond. You may even want to include a VA. VA is no different than FHA when it comes to appraisals. found in Renton, there are people that want to live in Renton, you know, where the wife works in Seattle and the husband works down at McCord. You know, you may want to include the VA as one of the potential terms. If you're willing to entertain FHA, there's no reason why you shouldn't go VA as well. So some, definitely some work that could be done to update the marketing remarks or make some tweaks. I would say I wouldn't do anything until you hit day 30 or 31. I mean, she's been at 384,950 for 26 days, and I don't see this has gone to pending or pending inspection. Just heads up, you guys, when you're doing a listing, you don't have to go pending inspection. You can go right to pending, and then from pending to sold. You don't need to go pending inspection. That's the old field. So I didn't see any change in status on this listing. So about 30, 31 days, she may want to adjust the marketing remarks, adjust the price, you know, and then make some updates to the listing so that it takes effect. And then it gets sent out to all of the agents who have buyers looking at this. I do like how there might be some struggle, you know, challenge. I haven't talked to the agent on this, but there might be a challenge because this one does not have covered parking. It's no garage. So that might be her challenge with this property. But again, price will overcome that. Hopefully, when she did the CMA, she adjusted for not having a garage. And she found other properties or made the adjustment to the properties that did have a garage so that her pricing reflects that she has no garage. That would be important to check on. But, yeah, 1938 sounds like it's remodeled and a very nice home and vacant, easy to show. She made comments in the age remarks. The seller is not sure about the condition of the hot tub. RSS has been issued. Many buyer's agents don't even know what RSS means. I love that that has been issued. I'd rather see the RSS, if it's been issued, rather see that as a supplementary document, attachment. That's a great thing. Vacant, easy show. Please take off your shoes, new carpet. Again, those are showing remarks on how to show the property. I would take one step further and just assume that you're going to get an offer. Let's talk about how we could write a winning offer in the agent remarks rather than just telling us it's vacant, easy to show, and take off your shoe cover. I mean, we got some more room that we can write there. So maybe a little adjustment there to the agent remarks to kind of help me make an offer on something like this. Maybe more information about the development opportunity, zoned R8. Curious to know about that. Again, it's the type of questions where agents are calling you as a listing agent saying, you know, what about this or what about that? Those are the type of things that you want to address in your agent remarks. How are you going to get an agent to look at this and go, this is definitely a cool possibility. This could work for my buyer. But if we don't speak to that in agent remarks, it's going to be hard to find to match that buyer with that seller. And it looks like we've got several different approaches. It might be better to focus on one or two rather than, three or four. So that's some feedback that you can take or leave. Not having a garage when it's crazy weather and it's winter, and, again, you're going to limit your buyer pool. But I think with a cute house that's been fully remodeled, that should overcome, and obviously price will solve all. So if you struggle with it and you need to do another CMA, you may need to go back to the drawing board and look at your numbers. I would say you should be running a CMA if your house or property has not sold in 30 days and it's in King County, like these three are. There is either a condition element, which some of these I know is not condition, or it might be price, or it might be location. So that's the reason why properties won't sell. It's either price too high, location has some issues, or the condition of the property has some issues. And then a fourth kind of sometimes impacts is the availability or the showability of the property. And we see this happen all the time where the price is right, the condition is perfect, the location is ideal, but for some reason the seller is not letting the buyers come in, or they've limited the amount of people, or there's dogs that have to be kenneled. And all of a sudden, we're not getting enough people into the properties. If you're not getting at least in King County anywhere from 3 to 4 people coming through a property in a weekend or in a week, you know, if you're not having 3 to 4 showings, then your price is probably too high, or there's something with the listing that's preventing people from coming out to look. So make sure you take a look at that, and if you want to talk one-off with me about a particular listing that you have on the market right now, I'm happy to talk one-off with you. But hopefully some of these ideas tonight we talked about will get you started and pointed in the right direction. Again, if you have questions, text me at 206-947-0811, or you can send me an email if it's more detailed, and I'll be happy to respond that way. Have a great week, you guys, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.